World War III. World War III.
Our adversaries are still out there. Thousands of them still loose. Some 60 countries around the world that have Al-Qaeda cells in them, and we know they're planning, trying to mount additional attacks against the United States.
Burning with hot irons, ripping acid on the skins, mutilations of the drills, cutting young tongues of drills.
My view is that the United States has conducted itself in such a way as to be deserving of this attack. I think, in fact, there are people motivated to launch attacks against us because they dislike some aspect of our policy. The United States has done something that justifies what this means.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
Burning hot irons, ripping acid on the skins, mutilations of electric drills,
cutting young tongues of drills. Cutting up tongues.
As the war machine keeps turning.
Abuses. And excesses.
Excesses. Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Faith without conscience, without character.
Usher in an era of abuses and excesses.
Money trumps peace sometimes. In other words, commercial interests are very powerful interests throughout the world.
War has just begun, that it may seem like a long time because of all the action on TV, but in terms of the overall strategy, we're just in the beginning phases. Decisions here in the Oval Office and foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
We must stop the terror. I call upon all men to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
World stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and has God has struck the hour.
of judgment, God is calling. Underneath the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Our mission continues. Al-Qaeda is wounded, not destroyed. The scattered cells of the terrorist network still operate in many nations, and we know from daily intelligence that they continue to plot against free people. The proliferation of deadly weapons remains a serious danger.
Our adversaries are still out there. Thousands, they lose from some 60 countries around the world. We have Al-Qaeda cells in them. We know that they're being bombed and now traditional attacks are used to kill.
World War III? World War III?
My view is that the United States has conducted itself in such a way that you deserve it. I think, in fact, there are people motivated to launch attacks against us because they dislike some aspect of our policy. And it's made to do something that just lies. Still out there, thousands of them still lose to some 60 countries around the world that have Al-Qaeda cells in them. And we know they're trying to mount traditional attacks in the United States.
Money trumps peace sometimes. In other words, commercial interests are very powerful interests throughout the world.
I consider the CBS Evening News propaganda.
Entertainment, in fact, the arts, are a delivery system for propaganda.
The all-seeing eye.
The following program will fuck your mind. Listen with extreme caution, you silly human bitches.
Oh.
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Denied mainstream media access to your brainstem, at least briefly.
Death was so smashing, baby.
He might have his finger on the prophecy here.
Warning. Condition critical.
Oh. Lady Milk and Robot War.
Clashing with the sky. Army paint will blend you in. Or
to humans.
Insomniac Robots and Cyborg Baby.
My wife fucked a robot. Now I got a cyborg baby. My wife tried giving birth to my cyborg baby. Now it's just me and him. And I'm terrified. Yes, I am terrified. He mangled the cat and ate my TV. My cyborg baby, he has a steel grip. My cyborg baby, I'm being held prisoner in my home by my cyborg baby. He disrupts the electronics in my house. My cyborg baby, he uses them against me. He uses them against me. My cyborg baby, my cyborg baby, my cyborg baby.
Okay, Cyberpunk, I have okay, something to say. I have something to say. I am so turned on.
By the forces deployed by the Bush administration.
The plans are exquisite.
Controlling our minds with flu shots. I knew it.
I am so turned on.
Can I play with the knobs?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows that might be 2 minutes to 6 minutes in length.
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Death Weezer Productions.
Visit Death Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
I am so turned on.
I have something.
I am so turned on. Oh.